Part 1, Production of Geometry Materials in Braille.
Okay, we're talking about math, doing algebra. I'm doing my student teaching right now, and I've been working on some graphs for a review worksheet. And I'm going to talk about the steps that I take in doing that. I take the graph, the original graph that's on the piece of paper.
The teacher holds up a page with four plotted graphs on it.
First of all, I mark off the points because they're plotted graphs, and these happen to be circles or ellipses. So I mark off just...
The teacher transfers the points to a sheet with a tactile grid.
On my worksheet here, on my raised line graph.
The teacher holds up the sheet with the two points plotted on the tactile graph.
This line here that intersects is the XY axis, so that's what I count off from.
The teacher refers to the original equation provided by the geometry teacher. She plots new points on the tactile graph paper.
Okay, that's pretty close. Okay, and then I sketch it out, so it's a lot easier to draw with the glue gun, actually. Just a rough sketch. It doesn't have to be right on because it's too hard to make too straight of a line with the glue gun.
The teacher pencils in a circle based on four plotted points on the tactile graph paper.
And then I take the glue gun and I just draw my lines.
The teacher uses the penciled circle as a guide for applying the glue to the graph paper.
Make sure it's a pretty decent size thickness of glue so it's discernible from the lines of the graph.
The circle is now half finished. The circle is now 3/4 finished. The circle is now finished.
And then I make a bigger glob of glue where the points are on the graph.
The teacher puts a large bead of glue at approximately the 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 9 o'clock position on the circle to indicate the points.
And on this particular graph, there's just four points plus the center that are marked off. If there were more, then I would probably put a dab of glue there also, depending on how cluttered it got.
The teacher puts a bead of glue in the center where the X and Y axis intersect.
There's the graph. And it should look pretty close to this one here.
The teacher holds the original graph and the one made with the glue gun side by side.
And then all I would do is label it up on the top left corner with the slate and stylus of what number it was so they can correspond it to the worksheet.
The teacher pulls out a pre-made example of a more complex graph and shows it to the camera.
Here it is in print.
The camera zooms in on the original graph.
Just a little bit sketchier. There aren't really any points to be marked on this one, though. Okay, in addition to marking in the top left corner with Braille of what number the graph corresponds with, we also make a notch just with the pair of scissors in the top right corner so the student knows, and that's agreed upon before that, you know, so they know that that's the top. So they're not, you know, messing with the graph upside down or whatever, because that would mess up the plotted points.